This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery's show. Coming to you live on this Tuesday evening. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We'll talk to our buddy Bill Bender coming up here in about 20 minutes from right now as we get into the world of college football. This, though, is your nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So Pro Football Focus did their 32 teams, 32 observations from NFL training camp and the preseason. Here's what they say about the Falcons, and this is really boring. Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons were the only team in the league to call runs more often than passes last season, something that seems inevitable again with rookie running back Bijan Robinson in the fold. Robinson displayed elite athletic ability on his first preseason carry, making cuts and breaking tackles on the way to a 12-yard gain and a first down. He broke David Montgomery's Pro Football Focus college record with 104 missed tackles last season and is up there with Adrian Peterson as the top running back prospect in the last 20 years. Okay, that's their observation. When I tell you that they love some of these guys that the Falcons have, they love the Bijan Robinson. They love Kyle Pitts. They love the Drake Londons. Forget whatever they do, they love what those guys' capability is. That's not much of a look at what the Falcons or, you know, predictions or I don't even know what the point of all that was, so anyway. But we know Bijan Robinson is a running back, and they'll probably call a lot of running plays. Do you think? Wow, that's shocking insight, is it not, Day-Day? I mean, it's very
groundbreaking
insight. Yeah. Did we run it a lot last year?
Yeah.
Oh. The Falcons have named their captains, and I got to laugh at all this, not because of who was named captain, but just the national narrative. All right. So here's the five captains for the Falcons this coming year. Grady Jarrett, Jesse Bates III, Youngway Koo, Jake Matthews, and Chris Lindstrom. Now, Koo, Matthews, and Jarrett are returning captains from 2022. Lindstrom is their best player, so no real shock there. Jesse Bates is a veteran coming in, you know, to be, you know, he was a guy who was, you know, one of the best safeties in the NFL the last couple of years. No real problem there. But the national narrative of second-year quarterback Desmond Ridder, a full-time starter for the first time, is not one of the five players honored with the captain's logo. They don't have faith in Desmond Ridder. I've seen all of these just ridiculous. Well, why was Desmond Ridder not named a captain? Because he's in his first year. I mean, sorry, but all of those guys that I listed deserve to be captains for this team. Lindstrom, Matthews, Jarrett, Koo, okay. Like, who's got a problem with any of those guys? Even Jesse Bates. Because Desmond Ridder isn't, you know, a captain for this team. You know, having not played barely at all. There's a lot of times quarterbacks are, you know, the captains. Yeah, when you're Aaron Rodgers, Day-Day, look up if the Panthers name their captains. I want to see if Bryce Young is a captain for the Carolina Panthers this year. Again, I'm not really that surprised by Ridder not being a captain. I don't think it's much of a story, but again, the national media, oh, they didn't trust their quarterback. He's not even a captain. Okay, so he's not going to stand out there for the coin flip. All right. Oh, yeah, because they're scared to. Because they're afraid to not put Bryce Young as one of their captains. Anyway, it's just the whole thing's just ridiculous out of all of it. As we said, you know, the Falcons have not won their season opener since 2017. And coincidentally, that coincides with the last time that they were in the playoffs. So, again, I believe that this is a immensely important game, getting off to a good start. And there are so many things that go along with it. Winning at home, beating a division rival, a conference win. Like, there are so many things that go along with this game that, again, I'm not saying it's must win. Yeah, it's must win. Yeah, it's pretty much must win on all of this. Arthur Smith talking about some of the injuries. Here's what Arthur had to say about it. And obviously, been dealing with injuries. Mike Hughes, Cordarrelle Patterson, Jeff Okuda. Hughes has been back at practice, so he's back and he's going after it. But here's what Arthur had to say about the injury front. Quote, some of these guys will be back out there, but I'm very pleased with how everybody's progressing. Those guys worked hard over the weekend rehabbing, but most of the guys will be back with the exception of a few. Now, one of those is expected to be Cordarrelle Patterson, and we'll know more tomorrow when the injury reports come out. But there's a lot of chatter about Cordarrelle Patterson may not be exactly ready. Okay. I'm not saying it's mass critical. Would I like to have Cordarrelle Patterson? Yes. You'd like to have all of your guys at the very jump of this thing, right? Like, you don't want guys that are hurt. You don't want to miss anybody. And maybe at the end of the day, Patterson will play. Mike Hughes being back at practice, that's a good start. Jeff Okuda, we'll get more information tomorrow, but I don't expect Jeff Okuda is going to be ready to play. Like, he's going to be out, and I don't know if he's going to end up on a short-term IR, if he's just going to miss a week, a couple of weeks, or whatever like that. But I don't expect Jeff Okuda to play. Mike Hughes looks like he will play. And then we'll have to wait and see about Cordarrelle Patterson and what the status is, you know, with him. Would I like him to play? Absolutely. I'd like to see him be a part of this group, you know, again, returning kicks and making plays maybe in the slot or what have you. So I would certainly like to see Cordarrelle Patterson play. But I don't think it's the end of the world if he doesn't. I still think that we can win this football game. And, you know, maybe 2 years ago I wouldn't have said the same thing. But I think now with Cordarrelle Patterson and what his role is going to be, again, we still have plenty of offensive weapons. We still got, you know, Algier and Robinson running the football with Pitts and London and Michael Pruitt, our unicorn. We still have plenty of personnel to get things done, you know, with all of this. So we'll see what happens. The Falcons did, by the way, release their first depth chart. We'll get more into that tomorrow because these ones start to count now, right? Like, these are, and I'm not even saying that they are the most important thing, but, you know, it's a little bit more believable now about about what we see. And I like Cordarrelle Patterson. He was listed as the Joker position. Did you see, Day-Day, that Cordarrelle Patterson changed his avatar to the Heath Ledger's the Joker when he holds up that card?
Yes.
You know, when he's in that meeting with the mob bosses.
With all the bosses, yep.
Yeah, so he's changed that to his profile pic because he's the Joker now. So I would imagine that we'll start seeing Cordarrelle Patterson wearing a lot of purple, right?
Nice.
We'll see him in some purple and orange over the next few weeks here. But listen, we have positionless football. So it's not wide receiver, running back, tight end. It's Joker. It's Lex Luthor. It's Mr. Mixplek or something like that, or Mixoplek or whatever? Like,
yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, he's the guy that wears like the top hat. He's an enemy of Superman. But it's Penguin. I mean, whatever it is, it's positionless football that we have now. And if you want to list Cordarrelle Patterson as the Joker, hey, be my guest. Be my guest. I mean, we might have Catwoman. Maybe Tori can be Catwoman. I don't know. I mean, again, we can have all these, you know, characters that we need to if we're playing positionless football. But we'll see at the end of the day what happens with all of it. But I thought that was funny that that he's listed as the Joker position. So, but it looks like it's going to be good news, you know, for the Falcons. And again, we'll see what happens with Jeff Okuda. You know, how quickly he can come back, because I do think that he's going to have a good year for this team, and I think he's going to have a good enough year where he's going to get a nice contract. It may not be here. He may not be a part of the Falcons' long-term plans and things like that, but I do think Okuda is in line to have a really good season for this squad, and again, he'll get paid. Maybe it'll be the Falcons. Maybe it'll be somebody else, but as he goes into his free agent year, haven't had his fifth-year option declined or what have you. So we'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, we'll talk more about this, you know, coming up tomorrow. We'll preview it a little bit deeper come tomorrow, but I'm excited to see what happens on Sunday. I'm excited for what this season is going to look like. We need to win. We need to get off to a good start, find a way to get it done, but I am excited to see what this season is going to bring, and hopefully it's not aggravation, frustration, and all those other shuns that we've been used to over the last handful of years. Hopefully this thing gets itself on track. Hopefully we get ourselves turned around, and hopefully we can be a playoff team here at the end of the day. All right, when we come back, it'll be time. We'll talk to Bill Bender coming up, national college football writer for the Sporting News. We will preview all of the weekend that was a lot of action going on this weekend from the locals and beyond. Chuck, we're hanging out with you in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, it was a very full weekend of college football as we got into week number one. We had games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday night as well. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bill Bender, national college football writer for the Sporting News covering college football. He's on Twitter at BillBender92. Bill, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta with us tonight.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me on.
Let's start locally here. I mean, I know Georgia did what they had to do, but I want to talk a little bit about this Tech game because I was immensely frustrated. You know, in the second quarter, it actually looked like they were a competent offense. They looked like a 21st century offense, which we've not seen very much of over the last decade plus from Georgia Tech. And then I thought Brent Key just really kind of let his foot off the gas pedal. And again, Bill, you know, these 50-50 games, these are the games Tech's got to win. If you're going to tell me they're going to get to a bowl game, you know, they're not going to run through just Ole Miss and Georgia and Carolina and everybody. They got to win these 50-50 games, and that was a frustrating loss for Georgia Tech to open up with.
Yeah, it really is, and Louisville's only going to get better with Coach Brohm. Right. I mean, they had a nice comeback and a little bit of transfer roulette on both sides at that quarterback position, so that's part of the game now, as you saw. I mean, you just mentioned it. I saw that for 5 days. It's hard to evaluate teams sometimes when you have those quarterbacks, but a missed opportunity, no doubt. And but like you said, I mean, the first half, I was kind of flipping around, flipped back, and couldn't believe Louisville came back. So, yeah, a tough loss for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. We'll see how they come back from it.
You know, as we stay in the ACC, look, when you watched Florida State, That, and I think you and I have talked about that, because I've got Florida State in the playoff, and I didn't just jump on that bandwagon. 3 months ago, I was talking about Florida State, that I thought that they were a playoff team. But that looked a lot like the old Florida State. They had players all over the field, running back, quarterback, wide receiver, defensive line. Like, they weren't just good in a phase or two here. It looked like, for the first time in a lot of years, they had players everywhere on the field that are immensely talented.
It sounded like it, too. Yeah. I made the joke with my son watching it, in terms of, when you hear that Seminole war chant for a whole quarter, you know they're good. And then, you know, the receivers were fantastic. Keon Coleman, what a pickup out of the transfer portal. Johnny Wilson, two really good targets. They're exceptional at throwing the football down the field. Jordan Travis really is, and you can complement that with the running game, the defense, and like you said, a difference maker at every position. Jared Verse is a top five pick. And the way they just hammered LSU in the second half was quite a statement. I think they're the best team in the ACC. I think they're a threat to win the national championship if that continues to materialize. And it's not a fluke. I mean, like you said, we've seen this. When Florida State has the talent and puts it together, they win national titles. They've done it before.
And you know, Bill, I know the narrative has been that LSU was really bad. I don't think that's a fair narrative. I still think that they're a very talented team. Now, look, there may not be Alabama, Georgia level, but I still think they're a talented team. I think more of the credit has to go to Florida State about how well they played versus necessarily how bad Brian Kelly was outcoached and how bad LSU played. Like, I don't know that all of that is fair.
Right. I mean, they made some decisions that struggled to score in the red zone early. That impacted some things. The 4th-and-2 that Florida State hit on the screen pass was a huge play in the game. But you're right. I mean, and this is the cost for playing these heavyweight fights in September. You know, LSU's going to be a different team in November. And that's something we wrote about at Sporting News. It's a shame in some ways that when you step out and play these games in the four-team era, you'll probably be penalized for it. It's going to be very difficult for LSU to get to the playoff now, whereas in the 12-team playoff era, when we get LSU and USC and Alabama and Wisconsin and Michigan and Texas and Georgia and Clemson, it's a resume pattern to help you get into the 12-team playoff. I think it'll be a difference.
National college football writer for Sporting News, Bill Benner, joining me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. You know, Bill, here's my opinion about this. I think Clemson still has a really good group of offensive talented players. But I think for 3 years running, since the Trevor Lawrence, you know, era of Clemson football, I don't think they've been coached very well. And I don't think that their offensive style or their system takes advantage of the talent that they have. Look, Klubnik is a talented quarterback. But again, DJU, I mean, you saw what DJU did over the weekend. I think that they have a lot of talent. But I really think that they are poorly coached, specifically on the offensive side of the football.
Well, that was what Garrett Riley was brought in to change. And, you know, where's the threat at receiver? That's what I was picking at a little bit last night. I mean, they did not complete a pass that was thrown more than 20 yards. They had one 20-yard catch the entire game. There's a lack of explosiveness in the passing game. And the running game's good, but the mistakes they made compounded everything. That was a quicksand night for them, where it just seemed like every time they were close, they'd fall a little bit further down and miss tackles on the defensive side. And you got to give credit to Duke. That's kind of my thing. It's the same thing you were saying about Florida State. I would give credit to Duke and Riley Leonard and their game plan and the physicality they played up front. Fantastic night for the Blue Devils, and they're going to be a factor in that ACC race. I don't think they're going to – I don't know that they'll win it, but Notre Dame will be a fun game when Duke plays them.
Well, is this situation where, Bill, that maybe if you're Duke, boy, you would have wished that you had the divisions back, right, versus, you know, having to be in the top two. Maybe if you were in the Coastal Division, you know, this year, maybe that would have been a better pathway for Duke.
Probably. And, you know, obviously the North Carolina Duke game is going to be a lot of fun because of Riley Leonard, because of Drake May, because of improved defense on both sides. I mean, Dwayne Carter for Duke had a nice game last night. North Carolina's getting sacks. They were all over Spencer Rattler. I think both of these teams are going to be very talented. But to your point, yeah, I mean, I was at a Florida State-Duke ACC championship game during those Jameis Winston days, and, you know, that they would definitely have a much better shot if they had the two divisions this year. There's no doubt about that.
Bill Bender, national college football writer for the Sporting News, joining me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, I'll guess I'll get hot takey. I've said this for about 3 years now. I don't think Ohio State's winning a national title as long as Ryan Day is the head coach. And that was look, you can say what you want about Kyle McCord and his lack of experience and things like that, but he doesn't have a lack of experience with Marvin Harrison Jr. I didn't think their quarterbacks played well, didn't think their offensive line played well, and I thought their play calling in the first half of that game was atrocious. I don't understand. Ohio State doesn't just have some personnel. They have immense personnel. And they also, I think they have the best player in college football on their offense. And we can debate all of that, you know, another time. But I don't know how you don't get the ball into Marvin Harrison's hands. And look, it was a scary moment when he went down, but there's no defense, especially Indiana, no defense in the country that should limit, Marvin Harrison to like two catches for 39 yards. Like, that was just ridiculous, that offensive performance from them.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll feed him this week. And there's a lot going on there. Obviously, new quarterback, three new offensive line starters. Like you said, maybe loosening it up with the running game. The idea that there's a quarterback controversy, all of these things. So I think we'll see. I'm not as worried about Ohio State. I thought their defense was very good. The one thing that Kyle McCord or Devin Brown or both, the pressure that they're going to have to face as the season wears on, is Ohio State's three toughest games this year. All three of those teams have quarterback figured out. You know, Sam Hartman at Notre Dame, J.J. McCarthy at Michigan, Drew Aller at Penn State. He was very impressive. So, yeah, it's going to be a telling year for the Buckeyes, especially in those big money games against those three opponents.
I'll make a prediction, Bill. If they lose to Michigan this year, Ryan Day won't be the head coach next year. He won't be the head coach. Let me tell you, if they lose to Luke Fickell and Wisconsin and Michigan in the same year, Ryan Day won't be the head coach of Ohio State next year. Those people up there will run him out of town. I'm telling you, you know as well as I do. You're up there in Ohio. You know as well as I do. Those people are nuts, and they will run Ryan Day out of town the first chance they get.
Well, you can tell my editor that, because we had an argument about it one day, and I was saying that very line of questioning. I said, you know, you can say his record and those things, but I know how unreasonable it gets up here,
yep.
How uncomfortable it gets. They haven't, and to your point, I've been saying this all summer, they haven't lost to Michigan 3 years in a row since I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
And it was from 95 to 97, and they didn't take well to it last year. I think, actually, to your point, I didn't even think about Luke Fickell, but they lose to Notre Dame and Ohio State, I think it would, or Notre Dame and Michigan, it would be very big trouble.
Yep. Georgia, let's talk a minute about them. Look, I thought they did what they had to do. I mean, Carson Beck played well as the game went on. Anything you saw specifically out of the University of Georgia in their opener against, UT Martin?
No, we won't know much for a few weeks. We probably won't learn too much this week, other than I think Kirby can use last year's game against the MAC opponent as a little bit of a carrot this week. Remember, they struggled against Kent State,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing Ball State. They're going to cruise. But, yeah, we'll learn once they get into the SEC play. I think he distributes the ball well to several receivers. The running game was good. Defense is still good. I know they never like giving up points at Georgia, so giving up a touchdown probably wasn't their thing. But still in really good shape. And obviously, like everybody else, they're going to be watching – Georgia fans are going to be watching Alabama this weekend in primetime. That's a big game for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk a little bit about that for a second. You know, obviously, Texas, Alabama, marquee game, you know, is – Is Texas ready for all of this? I mean, at some point, it can't be, well, we're close. Well, we're getting close. You know, at some point before Arch Manning takes over everything, you know, Texas has to have a win or two of these games, you know, to you know, feel like that they're back or whatever. It can't just be, well, when Arch Manning gets a quarterback, we're going to win all these games. Yeah, it's not always that easy. How important is this game for Texas when you look at it and say, okay, you know, we need to finally maybe turn some kind of corner in this?
Yeah, there's a set of predetermined reactions to this game, right? So if Texas wins, we'll be wondering, is the Alabama dynasty over? Is, you know, Nick Saban done? Will Sarkisian be their next coach? These are things that will pop up. If Texas wins, it's Quinn Ewers for Heisman. Steve Sarkisian and this team is ready for the SEC, all of those things. You know what? Here's a good stat for you. Since 2009, Alabama's 99-5 at home.
Oh.
99-5 at home. And three of those losses were to guys that won the Heisman Trophy that year, whether it was Cam or Manziel or Burrow. So it would be a pretty momentous victory for this Texas football program if they can go down to Bryant-Denny and win this weekend.
Hey, let me ask you about a game that we saw on Thursday night. You know, I thought Utah would win, and I thought they'd win pretty comfortably. And I don't think that game was probably as close as what the final score says it was. I think Utah kind of dominated that game, and especially without, you know, having their Cam Rising at quarterback. But I don't know about Florida. I know it's hyperbole and it's only one game, but I don't know about Billy Napier. And again, sometimes jobs are maybe too big for certain guys. You think Billy Napier is the right guy at Florida? I mean, do you think that he is a guy that can get them to where they think they should be at national championship caliber level?
Well, it's really a tough call because I think it's going to get worse before it gets better this year. I think they have the look of a 4-8 or 5-7 team, and that's not going to go over well. But you could use the Mike Norvell analogy. You know, we were doing this discussion about Mike Norvell last year where it was like, is he the right guy for Florida State? And look at it now. So that's the call inside the building that might be tough at the end of the year, because it might be like after watching Utah, there was a lot of disorganization, a lot of I didn't anticipate that Utah would completely outclass them. And they did. They out-physicaled them. They outplayed them. They out-coached them. It was an every-level beatdown out there. So they've got a long way to go this season. And yeah, I do think it'll get worse before it gets better.
One last question, Bill. You know, a lot of hype and hoopla. And look, I've been to the last – last year, a couple years ago, I guess when it was in Atlanta, SEC Media Days, and just watching Shane Beamer up there, like you want to run through a brick wall for Shane Beamer. Like he's a terrific motivator, and I think he's a really good head coach. But they're another one of those programs that, yes, I know how good Drake May is, but they just don't seem ready for prime time. And all the hype and hoopla, you know, what they did at the end of the year, beat Clemson, beat Tennessee, and all that kind of stuff. You know, they turn right back around, and they pretty much get handled by North Carolina, who's, you know, I mean, they've got a great quarterback, but their defense is no great shakes. I mean, their defensive line isn't all that good, and they pretty much handled South Carolina in that game.
Yeah, you know, obviously this was a setback for South Carolina. They came into the season with a ton of momentum, but North Carolina looked good. I think they're the story in that game. Drake May with a defense and Gene Chizik's defense behind him. They're going to be a factor in that ACC as well. So for South Carolina, I think the way you put it is exactly right. Maybe not quite ready for prime time. They will play Georgia in a couple weeks. Shane will get them, keep them rolling. He's, like I said, a really good motivator, but they need more out of Spencer Rattler. They need more out of that defense. And when they get in these big games, they got to realize what that stage is. I did like the onside coming out of halftime. They just didn't convert it.
Yeah, and that Georgia game, that game was what, 48-0 last year? So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, again, I like Shane Beamer, but I don't think that they're ready for prime time. Bill Benner is the national college football writer for the Sporting News. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @BillBender92, and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bill, my friend, always appreciate it. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with this Ohio guy for a few minutes, and we will certainly chat with you again here soon.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
You got it. When we get back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. Cow turd. I don't know how his prediction, you know, came out. Let's see. We'll hear from Cal Turd about who he thinks could play for the national championship game. Maybe it didn't go so well. I don't know. That's up next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, and that's on the game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chukri Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. Always feels good to get into a short week, right? When you get the Monday off, you know, get into a quick short week. Let's see, how are the Braves doing right now? Oh, boy. You know, as if Michael Soroka wasn't bad enough, 3 innings, 5 earned runs. Colin McHugh said, hold my beer. Colin McHugh, what's been his problem here lately? Seems like he's just gotten worse and worse. So Soroka went 3 innings with 4 hits and 5 runs, 6 strikeouts in the game with 2 home runs. McHugh has come in for 2 2/3. He's given up 6 hits and 4 runs with a home run. Is this Pujols and that group of St. Louis Cardinal players? Or is this the team that's in last place? Cardinals are 59 and 78. You know what? You should have left Mike Soroka up here to get major league hitters out instead of keeping him down in AAA and getting out minor league hitters. Sorry. Should have let Soroka been working his way through major league lineups instead of AAA lineups. The Toledo Mud Hens of the world. Instead of pitching against, you know, whoever. The Giants or... you know, the mutts or whatever, instead of getting out the mud hens and teams like that. So Braves getting pounded right now, 9-1. So the only run for the Braves is Ozzie Albies. He hit his 29th home run of the season. So he's got 29 homers now. He's going to be a 30 home run guy. And they're going to break the record, by the way, too. Olsen's going to break the record for home runs in a season for a Brave. Braves are going to break the team record. Ronnie's going to be the MVP. We'll discuss at some point Strider getting the Cy Young because I think it's down to 3 guys. It's him, Snell, and who's the guy that we said for the Cubs, Day-Day? Who's that pitcher that who I think is like you know, one of the top 2 or 3 in the league in ERA? I think he's got 1 less win than Strider. I think he's got 15 wins, but the pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. So, again, I think it's those 3 guys that's going to be your Cy Young, you know,
Steele.
Winners. Yeah, Steele. Justin Steele?
Yes.
Yeah, Justin Steele. Yeah, he's been incredible this year. So, that's kind of like the main award left to be decided, right? That's kind of like the last thing that needs to be decided on is whether or not Spencer Strider is going to get the get to Cy Young. I still think if he leads the league in wins Day-Day and has 300 strikeouts, I think he's going to win the Cy Young. I think leading the league in wins and 300 strikeouts, I think that will get him the Cy Young when all is said and done. But we'll see. I mean, again, it's, you know, we still got a ways to go. And I think he could be a 20-game winner when all is said and done. I think he's got 16 wins right now. Can he get 4 more starts out of this? They only have, what, 136 games left? So that's what, 136, 162, what, 30, no, not even, 20-something games? Can he get maybe 4 starts out of all of it?
And I don't think he's getting 4 starts. I mean, he could, but
I don't even know if they will pitch some of their guys down the stretch.
Yeah.
Because, again, they'll have this division wrapped up pretty quickly here. It won't be very long before they have the division wrapped up. And I got a feeling that they will, for instance, they won't necessarily rest guys, but they'll push some guys back a day in their start,
yeah,
right? Like they'll spread them out a little bit,
yeah,
going down the stretch where you don't need to overwork them or anything like that. Like instead of a fifth day, maybe a sixth day,
yes,
or what have you,
yeah,
and just kind of stretch them out a little bit longer. So, but we'll see what happens. But the Braves right now are getting pounded on by the Cardinals 9-1. And look, sometimes these nights kind of happen. So, all right, speaking of getting pounded on, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, listen, we've got week one of the college football universe in, right? And I've talked about, listen, I think Florida State's going to be in the playoffs. I think that they're going to be a playoff team. I've been saying that for the last few months now, okay? We talked about the fact that, you know, the SEC, I thought they were going to go 0-3 in their three marquee matchups. LSU, Florida State, and North Carolina, South Carolina, okay? Well, on the other end of that spectrum, here's Colin Cowherd and who he's got playing in the national championship.
Without the transfer portal, it took Nick Saban a third recruiting class to get it rolling, right?
Yeah.
Like you were part of that. Now it takes 2 years, and I think Brian Kelly, first year, got the offense kind of figured out.
Right.
Now he's going to get the defense figured out.
Okay.
So I have Michigan facing LSU in the championship, and I don't think LSU is the best SEC team. I don't think they're the deepest. But I love the coach. I love the quarterback. And I looked at their schedule, and I'm like, I think LSU is going to – I think they're going to – you know, it's going to be a lot of people knocking each other off. I like LSU a lot.
What's their record right now?
Yeah, now 0-1.
Oh. Was that a conference game?
No.
Oh. So basically, Cowherd is done after week one, right? Unless he thinks that LSU is going to magically run the table. So do you anticipate a 12-0 finish to LSU's season? Because that's what they'd have to go at this point. 12-1, right? Get to the SEC title game, win the SEC championship game, and be 12-1. Do they look like a team that is ready to go, I don't know, 12-0? Now look.
Not at all.
Again, we all get hot takey, but when they're let's play that clip again with where LSU is at right now. So what did Colin say in that clip?
I'm going to play the clip. Play the clip from Colin.
So without the transfer portal,
right,
it took Nick Saban a third recruiting class,
okay,
to get,
gotcha,
it rolling.
Right?
Yeah. You were part of that.
Okay.
Now it takes 2 years.
Yeah.
And I think Brian Kelly, first year, got the offense kind of figured out.
Yep.
Now
sure
he's
going to
get the defense figured out.
Yep.
So I have
absolutely
Michigan facing LSU in the championship.
What?
And I don't think LSU is the best SEC team. I don't think they're the deepest. But I love the coach. I love the quarterback. And I looked at their schedule, and I'm like, I think LSU is going to – I think they're going to – you know, it's going to be a lot of people knocking each other off. I like LSU a lot.
What's their record after one game?
0-1.
Now, to be fair, Florida State might be the best team that they play all year. To be fair. You know, maybe Alabama's in that mix, but – I think Florida State's a playoff team, but maybe Alabama's in that mix. Maybe if they run the table and win the next 11 straight games, playing Georgia will be the best team that they play. But they may have played the best team of the season this upcoming year against Florida State. And what's LSU's record at this point?
0-1.
Oh, okay. So all they've got to basically do is go 12-0. To finish off the year, then, Day-Day?
Yeah, but they got some teams on. I mean, outside of Alabama, even, you know, what's going on down in Auburn. Like, there's no gimme. They got a few games.
It's the SEC West.
Yeah. So.
Arkansas is good. A&M has been. A&M looked good the other night.
So
Ole Miss has got the best running back in the con again. Now, look, sometimes you have to win the right games, right? Florida State did that a few years ago. Win the right games in the SEC. You know, win, or I should say in the ACC. Win the right games at the right time. But what tells you about LSU, and I still think LSU is a good team, but what tells you that they're going to basically run the table against Bama, Auburn, A&M, Arkansas? Like, what tells you that they're going to run the table? Oh, Colin. Well, listen. Look, Day-Day, to be fair, you know, he wanted to get his hot take-ness and pick of the year over with so that it would be more memorable, right? Like, again, if this would have happened in week 6 or 7, it wouldn't have had the same impact as it does, you know, when you come right out of the chute and you've got Michigan and LSU, the Les Miles Bowl, right? Les Miles playing for coaching LSU and playing at Michigan, right? The Les Miles Bowl. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. Michigan may be in the national championship game, but I don't think LSU is finding its way. I'm going to go, Day-Day, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that LSU, in the words of Max Howell, LSU is not going to be in the national championship game. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. I'm going to go on a limb and say that Colin Cowherd is wrong in his prediction. I just have this hunch. I just have this gut feeling that it's not going to work out for LSU this year. So, but again, we will see, and we'll see what happens with all of that. So, anyway. All right, when we get back from the top of the hour, we will talk to NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks and get his thoughts about the Falcons. And we'll bounce around the NFL as we get ready for action starting up on Thursday. Don't forget, we've got the NFL game right here on 92.9 The Game. Detroit at Kansas City. And by the way, I think Travis Kelce is going to be out for that game. Looking more and more like he's going to be out for that game all you fantasy people as well. So we'll hear from Bucky Brooks when we get back. Chuck in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio Net to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia studios on this Tuesday evening with you. Always feels good to get into a short week, right? When you get the Monday off, you know, get into a quick short week. Let's see, how are the Braves doing right now? Oh, boy. You know, as if Michael Soroka wasn't bad enough, 3 innings, 5 earned runs. Colin McHugh said, hold my beer. Colin McHugh, what's been his problem here lately? Seems like he's just gotten worse and worse. So Soroka went 3 innings with 4 hits and 5 runs, 6 strikeouts in the game with 2 home runs. McHugh has come in for 2 2/3. He's given up 6 hits and 4 runs with a home run. Is this Pujols and that group of St. Louis Cardinal players? Or is this the team that's in last place? Cardinals are 59-78. 59-78. You know what? You should have left Mike Soroka up here to get major league hitters out instead of keeping him down in AAA and getting out minor league hitters. Sorry. Should have let Soroka been working his way through major league lineups instead of AAA lineups. The Toledo Mud Hens of the world. Instead of pitching against, you know, whoever. The Giants or, you know, the Mutts or whatever, instead of getting out the Mud Hens and teams like that. So Braves getting pounded right now, 9-1. So the only run for the Braves is Ozzie Albies. He hit his 29th home run of the season. So he's got 29 homers now. He's going to be a 30-home run guy. And they're going to break the record, by the way, too. Olsen's going to break the record for home runs in a season for a Brave. Braves are going to break the team record. Ronnie's going to be the MVP. We'll discuss at some point Strider getting the Cy Young because I think it's down to 3 guys. It's him, Snell, and who's the guy that we said for the Cubs, Day-Day? Who's that pitcher that who I think is like you know, one of the top 2 or 3 in the league in ERA? I think he's got 1 less win than Strider. I think he's got 15 wins, but the pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. So, again, I think it's those 3 guys that's going to be your Cy Young, you know,
Steele.
Winners. Yeah, Steele. Justin Steele?
Yes.
Yeah, Justin Steele. Yeah, he's been incredible this year. So, that's kind of like the main award left to be decided, right? That's kind of like the last thing that needs to be decided on is whether or not Spencer Strider is going to get the Cy Young. I still think if he leads the league in wins, Day-Day, and has 300 strikeouts, I think he's going to win the Cy Young. I think leading the league in wins and 300 strikeouts, I think that will get him the Cy Young when all is said and done. But we'll see. I mean, again, it's, you know, we still got a ways to go. And I think he could be a 20-game winner when all is said and done. I think he's got 16 wins right now. Can he get four more starts out of this? They only have, what, 136 games left? So that's what, 136, 162, what, 30, no, not even, 20-something games? Can he get maybe four starts out of all of it?
And I don't think he's getting four starts. I mean, he could, but
I don't even know if they will pitch some of their guys down the stretch.
Yeah,
because, again, they'll have this division wrapped up pretty quickly here. It won't be very long before they have the division wrapped up. And I got a feeling that they will, for instance, they won't necessarily rest guys, but they'll push some guys back a day in their start,
yeah,
right? Like they'll spread them out a little bit,
yeah,
going down the stretch where you don't need to overwork them or anything like that. Like instead of a fifth day, maybe a sixth day, yes, or what have you,
yeah,
and just kind of stretch them out a little bit longer. So, but we'll see what happens. But the Braves right now are getting pounded on by the Cardinals 9-1. And look, sometimes these nights kind of happen. So, all right, speaking of getting pounded on, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, listen, we've got week one of the college football universe in, right? And I've talked about, listen, I think Florida State's going to be in the playoffs. I think that they're going to be a playoff team. I've been saying that for the last few months now, okay? We talked about the fact that, you know, the SEC, I thought they were going to go 0-3 in their three marquee matchups. Utah, Florida, LSU, Florida State, and North Carolina, South Carolina, okay? Well, on the other end of that spectrum, here's Colin Cowherd and who he's got playing in the national championship.
Without the transfer portal, it took Nick Saban a third recruiting class to get it rolling, right?
Yeah.
Like you were part of that. Now it takes 2 years, and I think Brian Kelly, first year, got the offense kind of figured out.
Right.
Now he's going to get the defense figured out.
Okay.
So I have Michigan facing LSU in the championship, and I don't think LSU's the best SEC team. I don't think they're the deepest. But I love the coach. I love the quarterback. And I looked at their schedule, and I'm like, I think LSU's going to – I think they're going to – you know, it's going to be a lot of people knocking each other off. I like LSU a lot.
Mm. What's their record right now?
Yeah, now 0-1.
Oh. Was that a conference game?
No.
Oh. So basically, Cowherd is done after week one, right? Unless he thinks that LSU is going to magically run the table. So do you anticipate a 12-0 finish to LSU's season? Because that's what they'd have to go at this point. 12-1, right? Get to the SEC title game, win the SEC championship game, and be 12-1. Do they look like a team that is ready to go, I don't know, 12-0? Now look.
Not at all.
Again, we all get hot takey, but when they're let's play that clip again with where LSU is at right now. So what did Colin say in that clip?
I'm going to play the clip. I'm going to play the clip. Play the clip from Colin.
So without the transfer portal,
right,
it took Nick Saban a third recruiting class,
okay,
to get,
gotcha,
it rolling. Right? Yeah. You were part,
right,
of that.
Okay.
Now it takes 2 years.
Yeah.
And I think Brian,
right,
Kelly,
right,
first year, got the offense kind of,
yep,
figured out.
Yep.
Now
sure
he's
going
to get the defense figured out.
Yep.
So I have,
absolutely,
Michigan facing LSU in the championship.
What?
And I don't think LSU's the best SEC team. I don't think they're the deepest. But I love the coach. I love the quarterback. And I looked at their schedule, and I'm like, I think LSU's going to – I think they're going to – you know, it's going to be a lot of people knocking each other off. I like LSU a lot.
What's their record after one game?
0-1.
Now, to be fair, Florida State might be the best team that they play all year. To be fair. you know, maybe Alabama's in that mix, but I think Florida State's a playoff team. But maybe Alabama's in that mix. Maybe if they run the table and win the next 11 straight games, playing Georgia will be the best team that they play. But they may have played the best team of the season this upcoming year against Florida State. And what was their what's LSU's record at this point?
0-1.
Oh, okay. So all they've got to basically do is go 12-0 to finish off the year then, Day-Day?
Yeah, but they got some teams on. I mean, outside of Alabama, even, you know, what's going on down in Auburn. Like, there's no gimme. They got a
not.
Few games.
That's it's the SEC West.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Arkansas is good. A&M has been A&M looked good the other night.
So
Ole Miss has got the best running back in the con. Again. Now, look, sometimes you have to win the right games, right? Florida State did that a few years ago. Win the right games in the SEC. You know, win, or I should say in the ACC. Win the right games at the right time. But what tells you about LSU, and I still think LSU is a good team, but what tells you that they're going to basically run the table against Bama, Auburn, A&M, Arkansas? Like, what tells you that they're going to run the table? Oh, Colin. Well, listen. Look, Day-Day, to be fair, you know, he wanted to get his hot take-ness and pick of the year over with so that it would be more memorable, right? Like, again, if this would have happened in week 6 or 7, it wouldn't have had the same impact as it does, you know, when you come right out of the chute and you've got Michigan and LSU, the Les Miles Bowl, right? Les Miles playing for coaching LSU and playing at Michigan, right? The Les Miles Bowl. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. Michigan may be in the national championship game, but I don't think LSU is finding its way. I'm going to go, Day-Day, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that LSU, in the words of Max Howell, LSU is not going to be in the national championship game. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. I'm going to go on a limb and say that Colin Cowherd is wrong in his prediction. I just have this hunch. I just have this gut feeling that it's not going to work out for LSU this year. So, but again, we will see, and we'll see what happens with all of that. So, anyway. All right, when we get back from the top of the hour, we will talk to NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks and get his thoughts about the Falcons. And we'll bounce around the NFL as we get ready for action starting up on Thursday. Don't forget, we've got the NFL game right here on 92.9 The Game. Detroit at Kansas City. And by the way, I think Travis Kelce is going to be out for that game. Looking more and more like he's going to be out for that game for all you fantasy people as well. So we'll hear from Bucky Brooks when we get back. Chuck from the Kia Studios, Sports Radio Net to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.